ain't I right? 16 coaches long.
Elvis Presley changed American culture with his first records, which were cut at the now legendary Sun Studios in Memphis. More than 50 years later, the old building is still there, serving double duty as a working studio and as a museum honoring the early days of rock and roll. What it didn't have until recently was a 50s-era lathe recorder like the one that first pressed the sound of Elvis's voice. And that's where Wausau musician John Altenburg came in.
And so it's an acetate recorder is what these are, where they literally burned right to these big old 78 discs, you know, the ones that are, you know, a quarter inch thick that you can break on your countertop. And they said, we've searched the world over and we cannot find an original acetate recorder. I said, well, I have two.
Altenburg had acquired the two ancient lathe recorders for an exhibit at the Marathon County Historical Society, and he was looking for a new home for them. So he gave them to Sun Studios, and they gave him a free recording session and a chance to make some history of his own.
That was our goal, just to get down to Sun and do it the old-fashioned way. And everybody in one room and just call out tunes and see what happens.
Walk on, walk on. Walk on, walk on.
What happened was a new CD of roots music by Altenburg and some of his Wausau area friends called Johnny and the Motones, Two Hits for the Kitty. The CD is saturated with the karma of Sun Records, which not only gave a start to Elvis, but to Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison, Carl Perkins, B.B. King, Howlin' Wolf, and Jerry Lee Lewis. Yeah! In fact, Jerry Lee Lewis's piano is still there in the cramped one-room studio, and John Altenburg had fun playing it.
It was as out of tune when I played it as it was back in the 1950s, so it was great. You know, I loved it. It was just an old spinet piano, you know, not a great piano, but, you know, that's what they had back in those days.
And while Altenburg was banging out a rhythm on Jerry Lee Lewis's old piano, his guitar player, Chris O'Keefe, was coaxing vintage sounds out of the studio's old tube amplifiers.
As it usually went, it was the ones that I aimed for first, the ones that I couldn't touch. They were the ones that were really valuable, the signed pieces and such, but there was still a lot to choose from.
Lovers of old rock and roll and blues are apparently finding a lot to choose from on Johnny and the Motones, Two Hits for the Kitty. The retro record is not only a bestseller in the musician's hometown of Wausau, but has shown up on the national blues charts. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.